Patient's name is Gabriela Venegas. First name Gabriella, last name Venegas. Date of birth is 5/16/2017. Date of service is 4/5/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness is 4-year-old female presents to the clinic accompanied by mom. Mom states that she does have a rash on her right leg, upper thigh, and then also on the right side of her groin, just where her panty line sits. It's been present for about a month. Mom states that she does have a history of staph infections in the past, and she is worried. Allergies, no drug allergies, current medication denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, heart rate 97, respiratory rate 16, temp 98.5, O2 100, and she weighs 67.4 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed. HEE and mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl, neck, negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowel sounds, times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO, times 4, gait steady. Her skin is warm and dry. However, she does have small area rash, circular lesion or irritation, approximately 1 centimeter, that does not appear to be fungal. There's no central clearing. And then she does have an area approximately 2 centimeters in length right near her right panty line of her groin that does look irritated, lots of erythema, and some skin breakdown there. Assessment and plan number 1, dermatitis versus the cellulitis. I'm going to go ahead and give the patient PO antibiotics of Keflex to take 4 times a day for 7 days since she does have that history of staph infections in the past. And then I'm going to prescribe a fungal cream just to make sure that we are covering all of our bases. Mom states that usually when she gets these, she can just get put on those medications and they do resolve. If she has any worsening of symptoms, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. Mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.